Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A generation ago, Dr. Harry Ironside wrote a book entitled Holiness, the True and the False. He hit upon an important truth. People always counterfeit the real thing. Trying to reproduce the characteristics of holiness without understanding the nature of the real thing, though, is much like counterfeiting money. It's fraudulent, a practice that can get you into a lot of trouble. Today, our understanding of the word holy is clouded by images of Indian gurus, their bodies emaciated, garbed in dirty white robes, their beards long and unkempt, their eyes glazed as they stare into space. We sometimes refer to aberrations of humanity as these, as holy men. Yet this is not holiness in the biblical sense. Ascetics, yes. Nonconformists, certainly. Religious, perhaps. But please don't call them holy in the sense that God is holy. Somewhere we've gotten the idea that holiness has more to do with what you do and what you don't do. After I came to Christ at the age of 12, I was quickly told there are some things which Christians do and other things they do not do. Some of the admonitions were based on the teachings of the Bible, but most had little, if anything, to do with what Jesus or the writers of Scripture taught. They were cultural appendages tacked onto Christianity in the name of holiness. But biblical holiness is not simply about behavior. God is holy because he is unlike anything in our world. Objects used in Old Testament worship were said to be holy because they were set apart from common things and used solely in the worship of God. So, what is holiness? Turning to the pages of the Bible to answer your question, learn very quickly two things. One, holy is one of the words which describes God. And two, he expects the same kind of difference in his people. When the law was given, God spoke to Moses saying, "Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, 'Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy.'" The words which are used in both the Old and New Testaments have two ideas behind them: absolute purity and separation from defilement. In the Bible, this word holy is used more than any other adjective to describe the nature and character of God. And in thinking of a holy God, we usually tend to think of someone far removed from the reality of life on our earth, as though God is in a hermetically sealed heaven somewhere that is free of dust and dirt, and certainly free of the kind of people we are with our sins and failure. But holiness relates to the nature of God, not his separation from our lives and world. To the contrary, the point of the entire Bible is that this kind of God penetrated our world with its rottenness and filth in sending his Son to Bethlehem so we can partake of the nature of God and can become like him through the power of the Holy Spirit. Arthur Pink, in his book, The Attributes of God, made a valid point when he said, "We are not called to be all-knowing or all-powerful as God is. We are called to be holy." 2 Timothy 1:9 says, "He who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted to us in Christ Jesus from all eternity."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.